Welcome to Marriage Lane. Rob and Kara Lane are co-founders of The Marriage Lane, an organization dedicated to creating positive change within the culture of marriage. Combined, they have over 20 years' experience helping individuals and couples with their relationships. Today's session is entitled, How to Create a Fairy Tale Marriage. Here's Rob and Kara.
Hi, we're the Lanes. We are relational experts and we coach couples all the time. Recently, Rob just met with a couple that was probably wondering the same question on why you're listening to this audio. How can you create a fairy tale marriage?
It was interesting, as I was meeting with this couple, they said that the first 5 years of their marriage were outstanding. It was so great. They felt so connected. But the last 2 years were actually horrible. And they looked at me with angst and said, how did this ever happen?
They begged Rob for the answer. What went wrong? How can we return back to what we had?
This proves that there is a fairy tale in every single marriage.
In this audio, we are going to identify the choice in discovering a true fairy tale.
We will define and recognize the reality of married life.
Then we will list the 5 stages of the marriage journey.
And we will describe 7 practical tips to keep the fairy tale strong.
So let's start from the beginning. Fairy tales are stories. They came from folk tales. They involve magic, fantasy, and wonderful characters. They function to entertain, inspire, and enlighten us.
One of the most famous lovers in history is, we all know them, Romeo and Juliet. This couple has become a synonym for love itself. Their love story is very tragic, but this is the tale of 2 teenagers from 2 feuding families who fell in love at first sight and then married, and then risked it all for their love. The idea of taking your own life for your husband or wife is definitely a sign of true love. Romeo and Juliet's untimely deaths ultimately unite their feuding households. This is a love story for the ages.
And everyone wants that. Not just a true story or a fairy tale, they want to experience an undying love. Here's a real fairy tale that just happened in the world when William and Kate married. Over 3 billion people tuned in to watch this quote-unquote real fairy tale. All right, I'll admit it was probably mostly women that watched this wedding on TV and a few forced men. I think that women believe that fairy tales can come true and they are real. In fact, I watched the royal wedding. I'm one of those crazy people that set the alarm 2 o'clock in the morning and got up and watched the fairy tale live. I didn't make Rob watch it live, but you better believe after all these years of watching sport and the highlights of sports, I made Rob watch the highlight on Dateline of this royal wedding.
There are obvious differences between guys and girls when it comes to defining what a fairy tale marriage looks like.
There's a difference between men and women and what they expect out of a marriage. Here's a tip. If your wife would just lower their expectations on their fairy tale definition and the husband would step up to the plate, you would actually get the fairy tale.
When Steve Brody and his wife Kathy, who is an MFT, a marriage and family counselor, toured the country to promote their book, Renew Your Marriage at Midlife, they asked audiences what they wanted from marriage.
Women expected to be loved, cherished, listened to, cared for, and courted. They had a long list of wants and expectations.
The men joked that their expectations were more basic. Their typical answers, Brody says, was bring food and show up naked.
Well, the men were half joking. The gaps in expectations are such a good lesson for all of us. So to close the gap, women need to lower their expectations, not expecting a 24/7 romance.
Men need to do some of the things the woman wants, such as prioritize their relationship and listen more. In a nutshell, men need to do the same things at home that they do at work. He tells the husbands he counsels to think of it this way. Your wife is the million-dollar client. If she walks out the door, the business is closed.
I love that. Women, we've been formulating our definition of a fairy tale list for years. Here's the problem. We continue to make up a new list every day.
The reality is men are quite simplistic in our fairy tale list. In other words, we don't ask for a lot.
My list is extensive. I'm not going to lie. I expect help with the kids' lunches in the morning. I also expect the lawn to be manicured. And I want a kiss on my cheek every day. I want my husband to make sure that he tells me I'm beautiful.